laid some high praise on you. He said you're one of the best, one of the smartest centers, one of the best centers in the NHL. How's that sound to hear from the opposing coach?
Maybe he's just trying to get my head a little big before the game. I don't know. No, obviously to hear that is pretty cool, but you know, they got great centermen on their team. You know, there's tons of good centermen in this league, so we know it's going to be a good game. We know we want to end before our break with a bang, so it's going to be a good game, and hopefully we can make this road trip one to remember.
Start talking about you in your draft year, and long before basically anybody else was pushing your name a lot. What did it mean to you to have him believe in you the way you did? What did that mean to you?
Well, it's huge. Obviously, Dale's a big mentor of mine, and you know, to have the opportunity to learn from him, you know, when I went to Barry was huge, and he taught me so much, and I definitely owe him so much credit. So, you know, obviously, it's pretty cool having a Hall of Famer on your side. So, it's definitely an honor.
Can you talk a little bit about the chemistry you have with Patrick? It does seem to be quite magical.
Yeah, he's obviously, you know, his shot is. You know, it's been spoken for. It's unbelievable. He gets it off so quick, and it's you know, it's definitely something that, you know, the league knows. So you know, for me, it's just, you know, trying to create that space for him, trying to find him in those areas where he can get it off quick, and you know, if you give him a quality chance, he's going to put it in. So that's the biggest thing.
So much talk about Calder and where it's at now, and who's got a shot, who's going to win tonight with Laine and Matthews playing against each other. You'd have maybe a better perspective on the two of them than anybody else, having played with both. What would you say about the two of them?
They're totally different players. There's not a whole lot of comparison between them. Obviously, they're two unbelievable players, and they're gonna continue to grow and be stars in this league. You know, but they're totally different players. Obviously, Matthews being in the middle, you know, a lot more responsibility has been placed on him, and you see the. You know, you see the work that Babcock's done with him, you know, over the year. You've watched how much better he's gotten each and every game. So, you know, he's got that for him. And then obviously Patty with his shot is pretty crazy. And you know, the way he's been learning as well. I think that's the biggest thing. When you're at that age and you're that good, the easiest thing to do is, you know, get complacent with your game. But both these guys, you know, haven't. You know, I know. You know, skating with Matthews with the World Cup, he's a guy that always wanted to get better. He wants to be the best, and, you know, same with Patty, he wants to be the best, and you know, that's something that's pretty I don't even know the word. It's pretty awesome to see, you know, kids that are that good at this young that still want to get better and still want to you know, push to be the best, and I think that's what makes our game so great.
Patty seems like he has a bit of a flashier personality. Austin's more, I don't know if serious is the right word, but controlled, maybe.
You know, I think maybe in the media you see Patty as a flashy guy, but he's not really. He's pretty humble. He's pretty, you know, he's pretty low key. He's not a very flashy person. So, you know, I think in the media, you know, he might get portrayed that way, but you know, I don't see that at all.
Mark, on the trip so far, is kind of a common denominator here as to what you've liked that your club's been able to do. Pick up the points that you've been able to get so far, and obviously this one being the last one before the break, to continue that?
I think a big thing that we've been doing is, you know, we've just stuck with it. You know, no matter how the game was going, you know, in Pittsburgh, obviously we lost that one in overtime, but we were down 2-0 early, and we stuck with it, and we were able to come back. We were up in the game. They ended up scoring a late power play goal, but, you know, playing some pretty good opponents, you know, we were able to stick with it for a full 60 minutes, and, you know, it showed that if you do stick with it and you don't, you know, you don't stray from your game plan, you'll come out on top. So, you know, for us, we just want to continue with that. We want to focus on, you know, taking it period by period, shift by shift, and not worrying about the end result. Just focusing on staying with our game for the full 60 minutes.